Right wing, left wing, just two wings of the same bird. They make you believe you have a choice, but the truth is, you never did.
The story of Mr. Jones and his plantation makes this clear. His plantation was on the brink of chaos. The slaves were rebelling and the work wasn't going as he'd hoped. Desperate, Mr. Jones consulted other plantation owners, asking how he could get more out of his slaves. They all gave him the same advice. Go to Mr. Smith, the master at problem solving. So Mr. Smith steps in and says, "Don't worry, gather all the slaves tomorrow, tell them that I'm now in charge, and leave the rest to me." The next morning, Mr. Jones gathers the slaves, and Mr. Smith steps forward to address them. "From today onward," he announces, "you are free men. You can go wherever you want, eat whatever you like. But remember one thing. Outside this plantation, the world is a dangerous place. There are plagues, terrorists, and other masters who would be more than happy to capture you. But if you stay here under our new banner, together we can create a democracy." The confused slaves applaud. The next day they return to work as usual, but at 2 p.m, one of them rests under a tree. Mr. Smith sees him and asks, "Why aren't you working like the others? Don't you care about everyone's well-being?" He sends the man to the whipping post. Then Mr. Smith turns to the other slaves and asks, "What do you think of his behavior? Don't you think he's lazy? He's not contributing to the common good." He hands the whip to another slave and orders him to do the whipping. Believing they are free, the slaves continue working without question. When one of them tries to rest, it's another slave who punishes him, convinced he's doing it for the common good. Over time, some of the slaves start to question Mr. Smith's methods. To calm things down, Mr. Smith calls for a vote. Today, he declares, "You will decide if you want to remain under Mr. Jones's command or if you'd prefer his cousin James to take control. Every 90 days, you will have the option to choose between the two." The slaves vote, but nothing changes. Days later, one of them rebels, shouting that everything is still the same. Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones, and James confront him, saying, "Why are you rebelling against the system? This is for the good of everyone. We all own this plantation together."
The moral of the story: it doesn't matter who you choose, the system remains the same.